Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a good walk-to-trot transition. Now, good transitions are a fundamental element of dressage riding, and they form a major part of all dressage tests, regardless of whatever level you are riding at. Now, the transition from walk to trot is a basic but valuable exercise. It's one of the first transitions that your horse will learn, and therefore it's very important to get it right. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain what makes a good walk to trot transition and how you ride one correctly. So firstly, let's talk about what the dressage judge is looking for. So when judging a transition from walk to trot, the dressage judge wants to see the following. So firstly, there should be a good active walk in a pure four-beat rhythm and a suitable tempo. Then there should be a smooth and responsive transition from the walk into the trot. Now, it needs to be a direct transition between the paces with no jogging in between. And the horse must maintain the correct rhythm of both gaits, and the horse must remain relaxed and free from signs of tension. Now, throughout, the horse should remain in a round outline, working over his back to seek the rider's elastic contact. And the horse should remain straight and moving on one track. Now, a paramount quality is that the horse pushes himself into the trot from his hind legs. Now, common faults that occur when riding this transition from walk to trot include the following. So the horse could be very slow to make the transition, or they could anticipate the upward transition and begin jogging. The horse could also hollow his frame and lose connection through his back. Or he could bring his quarters in from the track to balance himself as he makes the transition and become crooked. Alternatively, the horse could become tense and he could rush away from the rider's leg into the trot. Or also, he could drag himself into the trot and remain on the forehand. So as you can see, even though this is a basic transition, there's still quite a few things that can go wrong and that can lose you marks in a dressage test. So now we know what qualities we are looking for, let's go over the steps of how to ride a good walk-to-trot transition. So your first step, step number one, is to establish a good quality walk. Because before you can ride a good transition, you need a good walk. So the walk needs to be active and purposeful. It needs to march forward into the contact without hurrying, and the rhythm must be correct and clearly four-beat, and the tempo should remain constant. And then step two is you need to prepare. So don't just throw your horse into a trot. You need to prepare him properly for the transition to ensure that he remains balanced and in the correct frame. So ride a soft half halt a couple of strides before you make the upward transition. And that helps to shift the weight more onto the horse's hind quarters, which encourages him to push himself into the trot with his hind legs, rather than simply drag himself into trot with his front legs, his head, and his neck. So make sure that you keep the walk, rhythm, and tempo the same, and don't let the horse speed up or slow down in those last few strides before the transition. Now, once you've done your preparation, you then move on to step three, which is the actual transition itself. Now, when you ask for the transition to trot, you should use your legs evenly on both sides. Now, simultaneously, swing your pelvis upwards using your stomach muscles, similar to what you would do in sitting trot. Now, you should use your legs as little as possible, but just enough to get the reaction that you want. Think about having the horse react from a whisper and not a scream. Now, if you ask for the transition and you don't get it, then back up your leg aid with a tap from your schooling whip. Now, throughout this, keep the rein length the same and the contact elastic, but stop following the horse's movement with your hands. Now, this helps to make it clear to the horse that you want him to go into trot rather than just a faster walk. And then finally, step number 4 is the move off. Now, as soon as the horse makes the transition, ask for a little more impulsion. And that helps to drive the horse's hind legs further underneath his body and push his balance more uphill. Now, if you allow the horse to just flop into trot, he will most likely start on his forehand, literally giving you an uphill task to try and correct it. Now also, at the moment that the horse moves off, ease your hands very slightly to allow him to move forwards. And then if you're doing rising trot, wait for a few steps until the horse is balanced before you start going up and down. So now we know the steps, we're going to move on to go through 4 common problems that regularly happen with this transition, and we're going to give you some help in correcting them. So the first problem is that the horse is slow to go. So if your horse is tuned in and is listening to you, he should react instantly to the aid for the upward transition to trot. Now, a sloppy and slow upward transition usually happens because the walk is inactive. So you need to sharpen your horse to your aids, and the most effective way to do that is by riding lots of transitions. So ride walk, trot, walk transitions, working trot to medium trot, back to working trot again, and possibly trot, canter, trot transitions. These will all help to get your horse thinking forward and allow him to tune into you, to listen to you, and to make sure that he reacts instantly the next time you ask for the upward transition into trot. Now, the next problem we're going to talk about is anticipating. Now, sometimes a tense horse will anticipate the upward transition. He may jog or increase the tempo of the rhythm right before the transition. So to relax your horse, try riding in a free walk on a long rein, around a 20 metre circle, for example. Keep your horse into your outside rein and work him in a long and low frame. Now this encourages the horse to release through his back, and it's also very effective at getting rid of tension. And then slowly retake the reins and use a very gentle, discreet aid to ask the horse to make the transition into trot. But don't hang on to the horse's mouth, as that will only make him tighten up and become more tense. Now also, when it comes to anticipating, if you ride your walk to trot transitions at the same time and in the same place of the arena every single time you ride it, then the horse will expect to do that every time. So therefore will anticipate the movement before you even ask for it. So when you are practicing this exercise, make a point of riding it at different places in the arena and at different times throughout your schooling session to prevent your horse from anticipating. Now moving on to the third common problem, and that is hollowing. So again, this problem usually occurs because the horse is not working forwards properly through a supple back and neck to seek the contact. So therefore, when you ask for the transition, the horse then pulls himself into trot with his front legs instead of pushing himself from behind and hollows in the process. Now, once you have the horse working correctly through a supple top line, he should stay in the correct round frame and this problem will be fixed. But whatever you do, don't try to hold the horse's head in with your reins, because that won't stop the horse from hollowing, and it's also very obvious to a good judge. Now, if you need any more help with this, we have a podcast episode and an article on our website titled How to Ride Your Horse on the Bit, which will help show you how to create that connection. And finally, the last problem that we're going to talk about, problem number 4, is crookedness. Now, if the horse isn't working correctly through his back into an elastic contact, he might push his quarters in as he makes the transition into trot. Now, horses generally do this if the rider's hand is fixed and blocking. Simply put, you are asking the horse to go forward, but your rigid hand is telling him that there's nowhere for him to go. So the horse makes the transition, but pushes his quarters in to release the block that you've created with your hand. Now also, if the horse is inclined to work on his forehand and is attempting to avoid taking weight behind, he might bring his quarters in. Now you can correct this evasion by putting your horse in a very slight shoulder fore position immediately before you ask for the transition. Now this helps straighten the horse, keeps him more into your outside rein, and also encourages him to use his inside hind leg as well. Now if you're not quite sure how to ride shoulder fore, again we have a podcast episode and a blog post titled How to Ride Shoulder Fore, which goes through the aids and the correct positioning for your horse. So if you do need help, go and check that out. But to wrap this episode up, a good walk to trot transition is trickier to ride than you might first think. Now for the transition to be good, the walk must be active, in a correct rhythm and a suitable tempo, and the horse must be attentive to your aids. Now the horse must push himself forwards and upwards from behind through a supple back into an elastic, allowing contact, and he should remain straight. Now the trot itself should immediately move forward in a good rhythm and without signs of tension. Now once you can achieve all of that, you will get very good marks in a dressage test. Now if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to do so at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website, howtodressage.com. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.